world from the surface of the planet Earth. We're going to the surface of the planet Mars with Bob Zimmerman. I'm looking at the surface of the planet Mars. Somebody dropped a jelly jar lid on Mars. What am I seeing, Bob?
Well, you're looking at one of the cool images I post on Behind the Black on a regular basis, practically every day. And this one I entitled The Ubiquitous Presence of Ice in the Martian Mid-Latitudes. And what you're looking at is a crater that has within it glacial debris. This is pretty frequent. They see a lot of this on Mars. In many craters, almost every crater in the mid-latitudes has what looks like glacial debris inside the crater. And that's what this is here. It's a glacier inside a crater. What I found interesting about this is that this crater is not located in the areas of the mid-latitudes I call glacier country. It's located in the volcanic regions in the northern latitudes, but here's ice. And that makes the ubiquitous nature of ice on Mars interesting. It's really especially interesting because it's the crater. In looking at the mid-latitudes, the planetary scientists using orbital images have found ice in many different regions, and I have a map on Behind the Black showing this, where it's concentrated in all kinds of ways in certain regions where there are a lot of mesas and canyons, where you'll get it in craters, you'll get it flowing down hollows, flowing down mesa walls. But in places where there aren't a lot of mesas and canyons, you basically only get it inside craters. And that's what this image illustrates. This is an example of what could very well be a settlement technique by future colonists. And I actually propose this is a very interesting possibility. You could have an individual settler here homestead this crater and use it as a water station. You want to get some ice and water? Come to me, and I will mine it for you. And these craters are scattered about, so each one could be claimed by a different settler and provide a business model for future settlement on Mars, John.
Bob's found a valley that is green on Mars, the Verde Valley. Green how?
Well, it's called Verde Vallis, which in Verde in Spanish means green. And on Earth, a Verde Valley almost invariably, especially in the Southwest here, implies this is a valley in a desert area that's actually green and fervent with plant life and water. On Mars, though, the Verde Vallis that I highlight in this particular cool image is anything but green, John. What's got interesting about it is it's got throughout its length patches of ripple dunes, sand. It's basically like the Sahara, John, in a canyon that might have been formed by either liquid water or glaciers running down it. But neither the glaciers or the water are there now. All we've got is a shallow canyon that meanders into a crater that's got sand dunes, ripple dunes along its entire length.
Yes, those ripple dunes, Bob, that sure looks like that has to be the wind. Yes?
Yes. Yes, in fact, as I point this out, they might have been formed by ice and or water, but now the only thing going on here is wind is blowing these ripple dunes down the canyon. So they're the thing flowing down the canyon, sand dunes, not ice or water, John.
And the dunes are always moving. That wind is seasonal, periodic.
Well, it's a good question. Some dunes on Mars are moving, some are not. I do not know if these are locked in place and hardened or whether they actually are flowing down the canyon. But they have in the past flown down the canyon. There's no question of that.
We're ready to imagine claims on the moon and claims on the Mars later in this century. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.